Now, let's go to the 103rd Psalm. Oh, glory to God. This is one of my absolute favorite Psalms. Read it with me. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, redeems your life from destruction, and crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercy. All right. Now, Psalm 68, 19. Blessed be the Lord who daily loads us with benefits. This is a daily thing. Every day. Every day. You need the faith claim it. Every day. Every day. He forgives you your iniquities and heals you of your diseases. Now the 107th Psalm. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good. Say, He is good.
He is good.
For His mercy, His hesed endures forever. Verse 17, fools, because of their transgression and because of their iniquities are afflicted. Their soul abhorreth all manner of meat, and they draw near unto the gates of... They draw near unto the gates of death. Are you there with me now? Now listen. They draw near unto the gates of death. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble. He saves them out of their distresses. He sent His word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. He sent His word and healed them. Now let's go again to Proverbs chapter 4. Verse 13. Take fast hold of instruction. Let her not go. Keep her, for she is your life. My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart, for they are life unto those that find them, and health, the cross-reference says, medicine, to all their flesh. Now, go to John chapter 6, verse 63. Verse 61, when Jesus knew in Himself that His disciples murmured at it, He said unto them, does this offend you? What? And if you shall see the sons of man ascend up where He was before, it is the Spirit that quickens or makes alive the flesh, profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. These are life words. Now go back to the book of Deuteronomy. Chapter 30. Now this is God speaking. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you. In other words, you don't have any excuse. That I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, you choose life, that both you and your seed may live. How do you choose it? You speak life words. You bring that seed alive by speaking it. Jesus said, the sower sows the word. So the word is a seed. And when it gets down into your heart, it will produce whatever it is. That's the reason the Bible talks about seed so much. It began in the actually in the Garden of Eden. And so the seed is the source of life. Even weeds want to live. Seeds are a marvelous thing. And the whole Bible talks about words as seeds. Seeds of life. We saw it right there. Words of life. Words of death. And that's when the Lord, even back way back, while I was a student there at Old Roberts University. And so Gloria and I made a pact. And she didn't talk much, so I got in trouble more. She said I talk enough for both of us, but that's right. But anyway, we'd say, that's your confession, and I believe every word of it. I had to break the habit of saying death. I mean, the Lord scolded me about that. He said, you stop that. Don't use the words of death and the laws of sin and death to express yourself. I said, well, and I don't like this. Fantastic. That means it's a fantasy. Incredible. That means you can't trust it. Why don't we use Bible words? Marvelous. Awesome. Those are Bible words. Yeah, but Brother Copeland, what am I supposed to say? It thrilled me to life? Oh, I mean, it's the only reason you don't like that is because your mother and daddy taught you to say it thrilled you to death. And it didn't. You lied. You didn't die. But you keep saying it and you will. Well, I'll see you tomorrow if a train don't run over me. And this happened in the life of a young man, in the life of Kenneth Hagin and Buddy Harrison. He kept saying, I'll never reach 40 years old. He just kept saying it. A few days before his 40th birthday, he just started downhill and went into a coma. Now here's what the Spirit of God said to Brother Hagin. He began to pray about it. He said, certain spiritual laws, now this is big on healing. Certain spiritual laws have been put into motion that cannot be reversed at this time. Now, he and his brother were very close, almost like twins. And Brother Hagin mentioned that, and he said, Brother Hagin, he said that all the time. He started saying that to me when we were just young boys. He said, he'd just get serious and say, I'll never live to be 40. Certain spiritual laws have been put into motion. It cannot be changed at this time. Now, we can change it. But you can't, whatever they are. Well, I guess I'll just be broke all my life. You can change that. But it needs to be a constantly consistent thing. The Spirit of the Lord, Gloria was in prayer and making notes on tapes. I was in class and she was there with the children at home. And so she would just turn the tapes of Brother Hagin and run them back. And in the middle of that, the Spirit of God said to her, in consistency lies the power. Being consistent, being constant, constantly saying the same thing, saying it and saying it until it gets down in your heart. Now, Brother Hagin said it like this. You can say something, You can think thoughts and say them until they get down into your spirit and they'll change your life. Now, I was always overweight. I did not like exercise. And then the Lord turned me around by saying, will you get your spirit in the best condition that it can be in? And I said, yes, I will. Well, you can't do that sitting on a couch. You have to get in the Word. Will you get your soul, your mind, your will, and your emotions in the best condition it can be in? Yes, I will. Will you get your body in the best condition it can be in? You can't sit around on any one of the three. I said, yes, I will. So I was all excited, and I had committed to get in that exercise every and get on that treadmill every day. So I walked in there, and then in my exercise room, I have an A-frame, and I walked up to that A-frame and caught those little ropes to pull it down here like this. I tell you, I was thrilled, and I caught that rope, and I said, God, I hate this. I said, no, Lord, I repent. I physically felt that spirit get off my body. I said, I love this. I love this room. And this room will change my life. And it has. And I walk in there every day, and I say, oh, I love it in here. Look what has happened to me. I love it. I'm stronger than I've ever been, but I have to say it. Now, I'm going to teach you to say something and say it. Lord Jesus,
you
sacrificed
your body for mine.
Now I
am
sacrificing my body for yours. You just got through saying you're going to have to start exercising. That's what will keep you healthy. Now, it's a marvelous thing to get healed. Great. That's not wellness. That's healing. Until I heard Brother Hagin, I didn't know you could live in divine health. But you can. And I quote Gloria, if you do what's right in the natural and you do what's right in the supernatural, you can live in divine health. You just stay well all the time. And it takes, you have to exercise your spirit, you have to exercise your emotions and your mind and your will, and you have to exercise your body, and it all has to be based on the covenants of God. And you can find the answer to all of it in the Word of God. And He'll back His Word. He said, I will watch over my Word to perform it. All right. Now then, let's go into Deuteronomy 28. And we know this in the 28th chapter, it shall come to pass, if you'll hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and do all His commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee upon high upon all nations of the earth, and all these blessings will come on you and overtake you. Don't read the 28th without reading the 27th. I mean, a lot of messed up thinking and a whole lot of real bad preaching has come out of this 28th chapter. For instance, the Lord shall smite thee with a consumption and with a fever and with an inflammation. Since when? The Lord is not out giving people the flu. Now, back when John and Kelly were small, we took our flu shot. And we started right there. Then we went to Galatians 3:13 and said, we've been redeemed from the curse of the flesh. Now, go over here to 27. I set them down in the living room. I said, we're going to take a flu shot. And John's eyes got big. He didn't know whether he wanted to do that or not. So I had my Bible, and it had opened up there at the 28th. And then at Galatians 3:13, Christ had redeemed us from the flu. So I read fever and inflammation, and then I read he's redeemed us from the flu. I read, and I just did that back and forth and back and forth and back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And as long as they lived under our roof, they never had the flu or any other kind of sickness or disease. We didn't have to take them to the doctor. Now, we would have taken them to the doctor if necessary, but it wasn't necessary. Glory to God. Learn to do these things. But now, look over here at the 27th verse. Now, here is a people that have a covenant with God, but had lost sight of it. So the Lord God set up a situation where they could get an image of God and the devil. He didn't mention the devil just a little bit through Isaiah. The Lord didn't say anything about him until you got over here in the New Testament, because they'd follow him. He just had to take the blame for a lot of things. So now, notice this. And Moses with the elders of Israel commanded the people, saying, keep all the commandments which I command you this day, and it shall be on the day when you shall pass over Jordan, and so forth. Verse 9. Moses and the priest, the Levites, spoke unto all Israel, saying, take heed and hearken, O Israel, this day thou art come of the people. And so thou shalt therefore obey the voice of the Lord. Moses charged the people the same day. These shall stand upon Mount Gerizim to bless the people when you come over Jordan, Simeon and Levi and Judah and Issachar, Joseph and Benjamin. These shall stand on Mount Ebal to curse Reuben, Gad, Asher, Zebulun, Dan, Naphtali. They divided them up. Six tribes on one side and six on the other. And there were, listen, large number of people out there that day. Now, if those mountains are still there, one of them is bright and lush, and that was the blessing mountain. And the other one is bare and bald. That's the curse mountain. And they were shouting back and forth. This was responsive shouting. It's recorded in the book, the blessing first and then the curse later. But that's really not the way it was going down. They were shouting back and forth to get a picture of what it would mean to follow God and keep His commandments and live in good health and prosperity. Can you see that? The blessing of the law and the curse of the law. But now we are interested over in the curse side in the 61st verse. Also, every sickness and every plague which is not written in the book of this law, them will the Lord bring upon thee until thou be destroyed. Well, now we know that it's not the Lord bringing it upon you. And all of that is right here in the Pentateuch. first five books of the Bible. Because in Exodus, the destroyer is revealed. Glory to God. So, but we know from this that every sickness and every disease not even written down is a curse. It is not a blessing. And people have erroneously taken this, not study it, not go back and study it all the way through the first covenant and find out all of these things and find out when all of that actually happened and so forth. And then begin to preach that it's God that'll make you sick. Well, after all, the Bible said. No, the Bible didn't say that. It said the Lord would do it. I know it said that, but it didn't say that. All right, Galatians chapter 3. Now, this is what the Lord said. Galatians is a short book. Read the whole book. It is so good. Chapter 3. Look at that second verse. This only would I learn of you. Received ye the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Now, look at verse 6. Even as Abraham believed God or had faith in God, it was accounted to him for righteousness. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith the same are the children of Abraham, and the Scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached. The Scripture preached to Abraham. Well, the Scripture's preaching to us this morning.
Well, today I came to be healed of a knee tear. I have two MRIs to prove it. Because I used to be a marathon runner and triathlete, I have a lot of physical issues. Because, I started at 11 years old, and so then you just put pressure on your joints. First of all, bending and going like this, I couldn't do this. Because I'm a fitness person, and I could not, bend this knee and get this heel up here. And then I could just not go like that, and I couldn't, it just hurt, running. And when Kenneth Copeland was talking about arthritis and not receiving it, my knee started cracking, my right knee started cracking, and I could feel something.
I have healing. I'm redeemed from the curse of arthritis.
It just felt good. It felt good because I felt like there was the healing Holy Spirit was manipulating it and doing something because it was cracking and it never cracked before. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm feeling like I'm being healed right now. And it was kept on cracking. And it kept on cracking. And then I started moving it like this. And I'm like, oh my gosh, it feels good. And my friend's like, there's no swelling. It's like the swelling is gone. Because she saw the swelling, because I've had it for a while. And I was just like, I'm jumping up and I'm going to go and testify because I receive it and believe it. And I told the Lord, I want to run again. Because I used to be a runner. I want to run again. I want to run again without pain.
Yeah, look at that. Woo! Hallelujah.
So I know God just totally miraculously just healed me.
The world system is unstable, but God's faith system is reliable and has all your needs covered. Length of days and years of a life worth living come from God. In How to Get Well, Stay Well, and Enjoy Life, Gloria Copeland explains how faith works for you and spells out what Scripture says about health and wholeness. The more you know the Word, the freer you are, and the more joy you have. The Bible is very clear that God's plan for you is wholeness in every area, spirit, soul, and body. Take authority over your life, over your body and health. Speak the word. Jesus is the beginner and finisher of your faith, He doesn't start things that he won't complete. Faith takes what is promised in the Word and doesn't let go. Consistency is the key to receiving everything that God has for you. The moment you pray, believe you have received your wholeness and deliverance, and the Bible promises that you will have what you need and more. God promises every good thing in His Word. Be sure to request your free How to Get Well, Stay Well, and Enjoy Life series from Kenneth Copeland Ministries at kcm.org/victory offer or call 877-615-4267. Use your faith to take the good health and total well-being God declares belong to you. Offer is good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Hello, I'm Spencer Nordyke. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want you to be blessed and prosperous. This week, they're giving you a free copy of Gloria's series on how to get well, stay well, and enjoy life. It's their gift to you. All you have to do is request it on kcm.org. Healing and divine health are not just good ideas. They're promises from God for you. As a child of God, you have the right to those promises. But you also have to know how to stand on the Word and take it by faith. That's where this series comes in. It will teach you the steps of transforming your life with the Word of God into total well-being that God said is yours. Keep your dream alive. You have a life worth living, one that is strong and free of pain and fear. God wants you well, and He needs you well to bring His Word to the lives of those around you. So go online to kcm.org and get your free copy today. In a couple of months, Brother Copeland will be back in Omaha, Nebraska for the Omaha Victory Campaign, October 27th through 29th. If you've never been to a KCM event, this is your opportunity to be immersed in the Word of God. Let's come together in an atmosphere of faith where you can receive revelation and answers from God. And for those of you who haven't joined us in a while, this invitation is for you as well. This is a free event, so go to kcm.org and register today. This is Spencer Nordyke reminding you that God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Find out more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries and how we can help you grow in faith. Visit our website, kcm.org.
Welcome to kcm.org, your study center for victory. Click Start Here to unlock answers on where to begin your faith journey. You'll find links to our most popular content and an overview of what kcm.org can do for you. Start there and don't stop exploring. Find a Bible-believing church home with the Find a Church feature. At kcm.org, we want to answer your questions, encourage you daily, and help lead you on the path to victory in your family, finances, emotional, and physical health. With things to watch, read, pray, and speak, kcm.org meets you where you are.